Here's a big story. Miguel Angel Trevino Morales, one of the most wanted men in Mexico, was captured last night by Mexican Marines just south of the Texas border. He's the leader of the Zetas, one of Mexico's most violent drug cartels, is known by the nickname Z-40. He's wanted for murder, torture, organized crime in Mexico, and for drug and gun charges in the United States. Is this a step towards peace in the long-running drug wars between the cartels and the Mexican government, or is it a sign of more violence to come? Joining us from along the U.S.-Mexican border in El Paso, Texas, is Monica Ortiz, senior field correspondent for the Fronteras Desk. Monica, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
So which is it? Are people in this region that knows Morales very, very well and knows his nom de guerre, Z-40, very well? Are they going to view this as a peace in our time moment or a sign of more violence to come?
Well, I think it would be very difficult for people along the border to see this as a sign of, oh, this is the end, and we're going to see an end to the violence now. He was definitely a top drug lord, a leader of this very feared cartel, the Zetas. But anytime one of these big guys is taken out, there is usually a successor, and it's believed that his brother, Omar, will take his place. And although he's much more of a recluse than Miguel Angel, I don't think this means the end for the Zetas, and I don't think anyone on the border believes that either.
But people have a sense of him as a folk character, as someone, not folk, I mean a very real character, but someone with a lot of a sense of being an outlaw. Tell us a little bit about his association with the border and his life story.
Yeah, so Miguel Angel is a border guy. He grew up on the border in Nuevo Laredo, which is across the border from South Texas. And he came from very humble beginnings. He was one of nine siblings born to a single mom. He started off doing odd jobs like sweeping chimneys. And eventually he ran drugs across the border in a car, these loads of drugs between Nuevo Laredo and Laredo. And he quickly rose up the ranks and became one of two leaders for the Zetas. The other guy, Heriberto Lascano, was killed in a gun battle with the Mexican Navy last year.
So who is this a positive result for more, the rivals to the Zetas or to the Mexican president, who really was very, very quiet about his approach to the drug cartels during his election campaign, but has had some real success all of a sudden?
Right. Well, it's a little bit of both, right? It's definitely going to cause some disruption in an already chaotic plaza, which is right across the Texas border, which has been known for heavy violence in the last few years and periods of them over several years. So it could be good news for his rivals. It's definitely good news for the federal government, right? It's another feather in their cap. I mean, this guy is probably the second most wanted man in Mexico, too. So to have captured him could be used as a big success for the federal government. And his arrest is the first major arrest for this new administration under Enrique Peña Nieto.
So what is the likelihood that the United States will get a chance to question someone who's also a wanted criminal in the U.S.?
Well, I don't want to speculate on that. I know he faces multiple charges in Mexico, federal charges, including homicide, organized crime, money laundering. The Mexican government accuses him of ordering the deaths of 265 migrants from Central and South America that were discovered in clandestine graves between 2010 and 11. So he's got a lot of charges to answer to in Mexico, although he does face drug trafficking charges in the United States. And actually, his brother, Jose Trevino Morales, was just convicted of money laundering in U.S. federal court in Austin.
Do people in Mexico believe that he will stand trial and will be convicted of these crimes, or do they believe something else will happen between the day in court and this arrest?
Well, that's the magic of Mexico, I guess. You don't know. I mean, most people would hope that this guy would face charges, but I mean, the last leader that was killed, the Navy lost his body within hours of his death. But I think Mexico is working hard to bring justice to these drug trafficking organizations, and I mean, I think that hopefully there's a good chance that that he will go before court.
You said at the beginning that no one along the border is going to believe that violence is going to go away because of this arrest. Yet we've seen really a radically different style of dealing with the drug cartels on the part of this president versus his predecessor. Is there any sense in which people might believe we've turned a corner here?
Well, I think what it is people in Mexico, and especially across the border from where I live in Ciudad Juarez, people are just tired of living in fear and with this constant violence for years now. And so there's a new willingness in the Mexican public, at least in Ciudad Juarez, to retake their city, retake their streets, open up businesses, go out again, and try to live their lives in the Tamaulipas. Coahuila area, which is where Nuevo Laredo is, that's a little bit more difficult because the violence there is much heavier. So I think people are going to take a wait-and-see approach, honestly, before they can gain the confidence to really get back out and live life as normal. You can't do that when there's gun battles on the street, or when there's a fear of kidnapping or extortion. So yeah, I think people will be temporarily or cautiously optimistic.
Speaking about the arrest of Miguel Angel Trevino Morales, Z40, the leader of the drug cartel, the Zetas, Monica Ortiz is senior field correspondent for the Fronteras desk, speaking to us from El Paso, Texas. Monica, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.